the mechanism that is used to establish this, the Royal Commissions Act of 1905, fails at the moment to extend the privacy provisions that exist for things like private hearings to all submission types. And that's so important because private hearings are not available to everybody, and they're not appropriate for certain types of evidence. There are certain types of evidence where a private session doesn't cut it. And so what we've been arguing with the government, we've been pushing the government to do, is just to simply amend the Royal Commissions Act to extend those privacy protections and give people the peace of mind that speaking out won't have any negative consequences upon them.
Are you concerned that this legislative hurdle, which still exists, could that actually be preventing some people from coming forward?
Oh, it is currently preventing people from coming forward. I've spoken to many, many people personally that have said to me, Jordan, I will not. I desperately want to tell my story. I've been waiting. And one woman said, I've had 30 years worth of evidence, but I can't share it until I know that doing so will not cause myself or people that I care about to come to harm, which is a perfectly legitimate concern. You know, if you're telling your story to the Royal Commission, you have experienced not only violence, abuse or neglect, but also systemic failure. You know, systems that were meant to protect you have let you down. Information has been covered up. Organisations have acted wrongly. And so it is totally understandable that people would want to make sure that their privacy was guaranteed before they told their story.